You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name's Letitia. Are you calling from a safe location?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi. I have my husband on the line. He had a blowout and was needing to utilize roadside assistance.
Okay, may I please have a good callback number for you just in case we get disconnected?
Myron, can you hear?
Yeah, 832. 445-8385.
First name, please.
First name is Myron, M-Y-R-O-N. Last name, Jackson.
Would you like to receive text notifications regarding the status of the services you're requesting today?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Just be advised that message and data rates may apply, just depending on your service provider. May I please have the policy number associated with the roadside plan?
Okay, let me look at it. Policy number is 90881-4993.
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, for security purposes, can I get you to verify the address associated with the policy?
17303. Inyo National Drive, Humble, Texas, 77346.
Your make, model, and color of the disabled vehicle?
Model, let me see, BMW, I think it's the 3225i or 328i, gray.
What year?
2016.
What issues? What's the odometer reading?
Let me see. 74,550 miles.
What issues are you having with the vehicle that you need service today?
I had a blowout on my back tire on the driver's side.
Do you have a spare?
I don't think this car come with a spare. I don't think it does.
Now, I know normally the BMWs have run flex, but sometimes they make you, I mean, if you purchase a spare, they have a spare.
Yeah.
Can you check to see for me?
I'll check it for you. Yes, ma'am. Let me check.
Can you get out?
Yeah, I can get out. Let me see.
And be careful on the interstate.
I don't see none.
Well, I know normally they don't. I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
All right. Callback number is 832-445-8385. Now, will you be needing a ride with a tow provider, or do you have alternate transportation?
No, I'm gonna need a ride.
Okay, just you?
Yeah, it's just me.
Okay. And you were on the interstate?
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna send you a text. Once you get that text message, go ahead and click on the link for me. That link is gonna give you latitude and longitude coordinates. Let me get those, please, with the latitude first.
Okay. It won't let me open it up. It keeps saying user denies the request for a
Okay. That is perfectly fine. You have an Android or iPhone?
Android.
Okay, go ahead and go to Google Maps for me. Once you get in Google Maps, it should, if your location is on, it should be a blue dot that shows where you're located. If you press and hold that blue dot, your latitude and longitude is going to pop up where it says search here.
Okay, blue dot. Okay, I'm on Google Maps. You say hit the...
Press and hold the blue dot. Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
You got it, Jay?
Yeah. Okay. It just came up. Let's see. Still ain't doing nothing.
See that? Press and hold the blue dot.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what you need me to do now?
The latitude and longitude.
Latitude and longitude. I'm trying to see what it said on here.
No. Once you press and hold the blue dot, latitude and longitude is going to pop up where it says search here.
You don't see it?
Nah, I pressed it, but ain't nothing happening, though.
You got to hold it.
Okay.
You held it, Jay?
Yep. Okay, so they got, okay, location. Your location, I guess that's what it is.
What numbers do they have, latitude and longitude? See it?
What numbers?
Yes.
I think that's what she's asking for. Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's see. Try it again.
Trying to do it on my phone. It's not letting me do it on my phone
because
I was trying to see it.
Yeah. I'm,
what type of phone is your location on?
Yeah, it is. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, my location on.
On your phone? And it wouldn't let you click on the link either?
It wouldn't let me click.
It's saying user denied, so he won't be able to use the link. The only way I can get it is with him going through Google Maps. And I do it all the time, so I know if the blue dot is showing, you have to press and hold the blue dot. Now, not just click on it, you have to hold it, and it's going to pop up.
And you see, you talking about like the little blue dot where it shows,
that shows where
you're
located,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I wonder why mine is not working. I'm holding it too.
You have Android?
Maybe my location. Yeah, the same phone he has. That's why I was trying to simulate the same thing. Let's see. Okay, it says the Grove. Let's see, I'm holding on a little blue dot.
Yeah. And where it says search here at the top of your screen, it'll be some numbers pop up there.
Yeah, I don't see any numbers at the top. It just has Google Maps place Atascocita, and I was holding.
Let me see.
Y'all phones want to be difficult. I do this every day.
I know. I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm trying because I see the blue dot, and I keep even making my map bigger. I'm like, okay, so how do I? I see it at the bottom.
Okay.
Okay, now it just popped up. Okay, Myron, how about you try to make your map real big?
Map real big.
Press and hold. And you're talking about right at the bottom. Mine showed up at the bottom above directions and in the search window.
Oh, I think 29 point.
Yeah.
That there?
Yeah.
29.869 1875.
Okay, what's the longitude?
They got a negative, and they got 95.330 5625.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so that's a trick for your customers who have problems. Make the map real big.
I'm like, I go through this. I'm like, I would get my phone and I would ask you to look myself to make sure I'm telling them right. I'm like, okay, hold on, let me pull it up again. I know how to do it on both Android and
the
iPhone.
Map really big.
Mine pops right up in the search here, and it shows a picture of where I'm located. The picture comes at the bottom, and the latitude and longitude pops up in the top.
Oh, okay. It's okay. Showing. This one just showed. Mm-hmm.
It's showing you're on 69 right past exit 138.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, that's a cool little trick. I did not know we could do that.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people that work with me know that we can do that, but I know. I had to find out an ulterior. I was like, hold on. I know it has to be another way I can find out where you guys are, because sometimes our map thing doesn't work. It'll say it'll be declined, or they didn't approve us to check their GPS location. But it's always a workaround.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
And that's for the people who can't share, like iPhone users, they share their location.
Okay.
But are you trying to communicate with somebody else with the iPhone? All they have to do is put the latitude and longitude in, and it'll show them exactly where you are.
Oh, that's cool. That's good to know for safety reasons if you're trying to locate somebody.
Okay. Map at the Bank of America. Okay. Okay, and you're taking it to the 17303?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, well, I have all the information I need. I'm going to go ahead and release you from the line. Once I'm able to secure a provider for your service, you'll receive a text message with the provider's information as well as the estimated time of arrival for the service, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Anything else I can assist you guys with today?
That's it. Thank you so much.
All right, well, thank you very much for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance, and I sure hope you guys have a better night.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.